It's Wednesday morning, and I'm approaching the steps of Longmoor Grange Category A Prison, where I'm continuing in my role as poet in residence. Well, news does travel fast. Even now, just a few days into the residency, a crowd has gathered on the steps, obviously autograph hunters. Morning, ladies. Would you like me to sign some books for you?
You what? Rather you sign as a checkmate.
Hey, did you get it? Checkmate!
Well, it's lovely to see you all in such high spirits this morning. Now, don't worry if you've none of my books with you. I've got some of my latest publicity cards here. Now, what do you think? Think this portrait will sit nicely on the back of my new collection? That's if we ever get the deal done.
What are these about, mate? Are you off the telly or something?
Actually, no. But I nearly subbed for Tom Paulin on Newsnight Review once.
Don't watch it, mate.
Me neither. Anyway, have you come far?
Yeah, I've come from Stafford.
My goodness. Just to catch sight of me. If I wasn't in such a hurry, I'd do a little impromptu reading for you.
I've come to see my husband, mate. He's banged up in here.
That's why we're all here. Hang on. I bet you've got a lot of influence round here, haven't you, mate?
You can tell, can you?
Oh, yeah. You got class, mate.
Hey, do you get it? Class, mate.
Shut it, Kerry. No, listen, what's your name, mate?
Ralphie Stanza, the prison's poet in residence.
Listen, Ralphie, my husband, he got fitted up by Dibble. Do you think you could help get him released?
You know, I have a special method of getting the prisoners out.
Really? How?
Through the key of the written word.
You what?
A key that unlocks far more than a cell or a prison wing. It won't just get you over the wall, but far beyond. To creative nirvana, autonomy, wholeness, spiritual rehabilitation.
Can it get you back to Stafford?
Oh, excuse me, ladies. Oh, it's my agent. Daniela, hi. Fine, thanks. How are you? Now, you are not going to believe this. The prison Obergruppenführer is still refusing to give me a special exemption to take my mobile in. I've told them my agent has to speak to me today. Anyway, look, I'm running my writer's surgery in the chapel. Ask for the chaplain's extension, and when I hear his phone ring, I'll just leg it in there. The convicts will be all right on their own for a couple of minutes. Anyway, must go. Prisoner's waiting. Bye. Okay, ladies, lovely to have met you. And do tell your convict other halves about my poetry workshops and tell them not to worry if they can't spell everyone welcome. So have a lovely visit, and we must do this again sometime.
Oh, do me a favour.
Like your hat.
Oh, thank you, I like your baseball cap. Very urban.
You what?
Herbs, urbis. You know, Latin. Half an hour later and I'm in the prison chapel, waiting for my next fledgling prison writer, Connor, a young Irish prisoner from B Wing. Come in.
Another budding Oscar Wilde for you, Sir Ralph.
Thank you, officer.
Go on, in you get.
Good morning, Connor. I'm Ralphie Stanza, your poet in residence.
You all right, Ralphie?
Oh, I'm fine, Connor, but you look tired.
Ah, well, the fella in the pad next door to me had his music on really late, you know. Kept me awake half the night.
And what sort of music were they playing? A rap? Drum and bass?
It was more garage, actually.
Yes, and I suppose what you would have liked would have been rebel songs.
Sorry, Ralphie.
I'll wear no convict's uniform, or meekly serve my time. That the kind of thing you'd have liked to have fallen asleep to, Connor?
No, what I would have liked to have fallen asleep to would be peace and quiet.
Yes, of course. So, Connor, is this your first time doing a poetry workshop?
It is, yeah.
And how does it feel to be in the same tradition as Nelson Mandela and Bobby Sands?
How do you mean?
Well, you're part of a rich tradition of political prisoners. How does that inform your life here?
I got done for burglary.
Ah, fitted up for stealing papers from DUP headquarters, was it?
No, a house in Stockport.
Oh, come on, Connor. The moment you opened your mouth in that court, you were a condemned man.
That's right, because I pleaded guilty.
Gosh, they really went to work on you, didn't they? So are you planning to go on the blanket?
Why would I do that, Ralphie?
Well, it's the tradition of your people, isn't it?
Well, first of all, I don't know what you mean by my people. And second of all, you only went on the blanket if you were refusing to wear convicts' uniforms. And we don't have to wear any in this prison. Look at me. I'm wearing my own clothes.
Ah, so you've gained some concessions then.
Oh, sure, yeah. They give us phone cards now as well.
That must be handy for keeping in contact with the units back home, eh? Or should I say, the cells? Incredibly appropriate, eh? Careful, though, Connor. The lines are bound to be tapped.
Sorry, Ralphie. I thought we were here to talk about poetry, not the political situation in Northern Ireland.
Oh, yes, you're right, Connor. I'm talking too much. So, have you got a poem for me?
Well, my son sent me this letter, you know. He's really missing me. And so I wrote this.
Does your lad live on the Falls Road?
No, Tamworth.
Okay, off you go then.
Dad, I didn't see you this morning. Ma didn't say much. Just a packed lunch and off to school. Tea time now, and still no sign of you. And I'm sad, because I've done you a painting. Look, it's got me...
This is very sweet, Connor, but...
Ralphie, can I just finish it? There's another...
Well, rather than expend valuable energy going up a creative blind alley, let me just make 2 points. Firstly, Connor, you haven't issued yourself with a formal challenge, have you?
What do you mean?
It's not a criticism. It just means that all you're doing, really, is stringing words together. There's no form, like a sonnet or a sestina or a heroic couplet.
What's one of them?
Don't worry about that for now. Because more importantly, my other point is that there's nothing of Connor in this.
Well, I wrote it.
Connor, what we want to hear is something of your authentic voice. Let us hear something you've written about the struggle, eh? Because, Connor, as Bobby Sands so rightly said, you can't put a rope round the neck of an idea. Anyway, I'd like you to go to the library and see if you can find something about Bobby Sands or Michael Collins and come back with something that doesn't shy away from who you are. Oh, and if you need a nice blanket to go on, let me know, and I'll try and borrow one from my hotel.
A duvet would be even better, Ralphie.
Okay, then. That's funny. I don't recall the guys in Long Kesh going on the duvet. Half an hour later, and I'd been dragooned into something called a security induction. A complete disaster. It means I'm miles away from the chaplain's phone. How the hell is my agent going to get hold of me? Oh, now, thankfully, there's a phone here. So, while I wait for teacher to arrive... Oh, for goodness sake!
Morning, sir.
Oh, thank goodness you're here, officer. How do I get an outside line?
You can't on that phone, sir. Internal calls only, I'm afraid.
Well, can I at least just phone the chaplain?
Could it wait, sir? I need to get on with our security talk.
No, it can't, I'm afraid. I need to get in touch with my agent. I'm just on the point of finalising my new book deal. Ah, morning, Father. Yes, fine, thanks. Sorry, no time to chat, I'm afraid. Listen, Father, I've got a big problem that I wondered if you could help me with. I'm expecting a really important call from my agent, and you're not allowed to have mobiles in the prison. Now, I've given her your extension number. If she calls, can you transfer it to... Warder, what's this extension?
395.
So, Father, can you at least give her this extension number, 395, and then perhaps she can... Oh, my God, this is a nightmare. I'm going to lose my book deal. Look, I'm going to have to think about this and get back to you, Father. Bye.
OK, sir, when you're ready. The first thing I want to talk about today is conditioning. Have you any idea what I mean by conditioning in a prison context, Sir Ralph?
Warder, is no one going to answer that? It could be my agent. It's Thursday, and I'm with Connor once more. So how are you, Connor?
Sticking out.
Sticking out. Marvellous. Does that mean you're in good spirits, Connor?
Yeah, that's what my people say when we're okay. I saw the wife today, so that's why I'm sticking out.
Sticking out. Isn't that just perfect? Because in a sense, Connor, both you and I stick out from the crowd. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, completely, Ralphie.
You know, Connor, whenever I sit down in a room with any novice writer like yourself, I always feel a lightning rod of creative energy. But with you, Connor, artistic and political fellow traveller, I get very excited. They took away my Panama hat for security reasons, Connor. Did they take away your BlackBerry?
Oh, yeah, and they washed my hunger striker mural off the wall of my cell.
Uh-huh.
And my man sent over some soda bread from home in Ballykelly. The screws planted a pistol in it.
How often do they work you over, Connor?
Oh, I've lost count, Ralphie. Woke up in agony last night.
Well, I know a great painkiller, Connor.
Oh, really? Could you get me some, Ralphie?
It's not available over the counter at the pharmacist's. Oh, no, Connor.
Do you need a prescription then, Ralphie?
Yes, but you know what, Connor? It's a prescription you write yourself for a drug called poetry. So, Connor, have you taken your daily dose?
What? I wrote a poem, if that's what you mean.
Marvellous. Did you manage to get to the library?
Oh, I did, yeah. And I really tried to wear my Irish roots on my sleeve in this poem, you know?
Marvellous. Fire away, Connor. Poetically speaking, of course.
Okay. My poem's called The Armaloid in One Hand and the Sonnet in the Other.
Wonderful.
The petrol bombs flew overhead across the barricade. The Brits took out their tear gas, but we stood unafraid. because we possessed the pair of jewels that chilled them like no other. The Armalite in one hand, the sonnet in the other. What happened to the place called home, where Auntie ran her shop, where little Jimmy Gallagher would buy a wee bottle of pop and run back home to share it with his big heroic brother, who carried the Armalite in one hand and the sonnet in the other.
This is so moving, Connor.
We've got another little wee verse, Ralphie.
I don't need to hear it, Connor, because I've seen one thing above all. You have listened to me, Connor. And because you've done that, you have produced a piece of sharp political poetry that even I would be proud to have penned. When do you get out, Connor?
About another 8 months, as things stand. Why, Ralphie, do you think you could put a word in with the parole board for me?
No, I was just thinking. Damn! It would have been great to have you at my Dublin book signing. It's evening, and I'm back here in my hotel room, reflecting on what for me has been a triumph. The conversion of Connor from an empty vessel from which all vestiges of his cultural and political roots had been systematically removed by the prison authorities back to the verse-toting Celtic freedom fighter he always was. A burglar from Tamworth, my Doc Martens. Anyway, in honour of Connor, yet more poetry, I never close. No, seriously, in honour of Connor, I've raided the minibar and taken a bottle of the Guinness. So I have. My first drink of Guinness to Connor. Oh, my goodness, what a weird taste. It's no wonder they all get so fired up about things. I'll perhaps get room service to send up a bottle of that nice Chateau Larousse to take the taste away. Ah, text message from Hermione. Hi, Ralphie. I'm loving night school. Dragomir, young Balkan boy in class, pointed out the meter in Robert Frost, something I'd not seen before. Hope all okay in Chokey. Kiss, kiss, Hermes. Sweet. Anyway, speaking of excitement, working with Connor had me running for my pen like a paramilitary to a Colombian gunrunner. And following my exchange with Connor about poetry not being available from your pharmacist, I came up with this piece of lyrical sharpshooting called The Drug Corps Verse. I'm cracked, but I'm not cocaine. Action-packed, too often profane. Throw me a curse, I'll sing you something sweet. My name is Verse, available only on the street. I drive good men crazy, make clear heads hazy, plant bombs on the page by freeing words from their cage. So open your purse, and I'll vow to be discreet. My name is Verse, and I'm turning up the heat. So let no cheat tell you, he knows my street value. Pushers die for me while the desperate cry for me. I put you in a hearse if you show me deceit. My name is Verse, available only on the street. I said, my name is Verse, available only on the street. Where does all that poetic nitroglycerin come from? Oop, almost forgot. Hello, is that the Health and Beauty Centre? Very good. Could I book in for a massage and a manicure?
You have been listening to the Jail Diaries of Sir Ralph Stanza.
Tomorrow would be good. Tuesday? No, I've got a literary lunch with Tom Paul in.
It featured James Quinn.
Wednesday's great.
With James Scales, Joan Kempson, Lorraine Cheshire, Chris Jack and Neil Bell.
No, it ends a bit early. 11:30's fine. Oh, and do you pluck eyebrows?
It was written by James Quinn.
Good. What?
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
No, I don't need you to chuck in a half-price leg wax.